Welcome to the Fuzzy Glove Hour. How do you like our new theme song, Andy?
I love it. Who do we have to thank for it?
It's a band called Sauvage à Trois.
Oh my gosh, they're fantastic.
Yeah. And the best part of this theme song?
29 minutes long.
29
it doesn't end.
Minutes long. And it never repeats itself either.
So we could, in theory, we do, our show is how long?
60 minutes.
Okay, our show is 60 minutes. So in theory, wait, I'm plugging in my cans.
Yeah, I see you're having quite a hard time there.
Cans is how DJs refer to.
Yeah, no, I gotcha. Sorry I didn't plug your cans in for
in
you.
In theory.
Can you move a little closer to the mic?
Why can't you move the mic closer to me?
I can.
Do it. Thank you.
There we
in
go.
In theory, we could play this 29-minute theme song.
Yes.
We could go on mic for 2 minutes.
Do some foreplay for 2 minutes.
120 seconds. No, the foreplay would be 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Then we have a minute. Then we have a solid minute of show.
Yep.
Maybe take a call.
And then it's right back to the outro theme.
No stutterers, please. We only have 60 seconds.
Maybe we should have a stutterers hotline.
Yeah, that we never answer. and then we say goodbye.
Yep.
And then we play the damn theme song again.
Should we check in with the theme song, see what they're singing now?
Yes.
They say your name a lot in this song.
I do love the song.
The requirement was 15 times. I think they probably say your song more than 50 times.
I believe that's an indoor world record.
For how many times you can say the name Andy Breckman.
In a song.
Yeah. And we have Olivia with us today again. Thank you, Olivia.
Thank you for last week, Olivia, our blindfolded show last week.
No problem.
You could, if you missed the show last week, you could maybe ask him to play it at the Museum of Broadcasting. There's a whole 7 second delay wing there.
No, they actually had some budget cuts and they had to eliminate the 7 second delay wing.
Well, then you're stuck with WFMU.
Yeah, you can hear it on our
website. Yeah, you have to listen to WFMU then. Sorry, kids.
On our website.
Yeah, go to the website.
It's a lot easier than when you had to go to the 7 second delay wing.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to that wing?
No, they wouldn't let me in. But Olivia, you were great. You were a great help last week, and we—I'm afraid we've enlisted you again.
It's true.
For tonight's show, I'm really trying to postpone this as long as I can.
What, tonight's show?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you wanted to do this.
You know what happened when what happened when I was 8 years old?
What?
I outgrew hide and seek. It no longer was any fun at all to me.
Yeah.
8 years old. 8 years old. So what's our plan for tonight, Ken?
We're playing hide and go seek.
Yeah, see that just doesn't.
Yeah, were playing hide and go seek when you were 8 years old with a pal of yours, and all of a sudden he looked at you and he said, "This sucks."
Well, I had
let's watch TV.
I had some social problems. We mostly played hide.
And there was no seeker.
There was just no one. No one seemed to be seeking me out.
That sounds very
long afternoons.
Very sad.
Afternoons in the hiding behind the dryer.
You weren't playing right.
Yeah, I should have made good friends.
You have to have a committed seeker.
Yeah, friends that want to find you.
All right, so tonight we are playing hide and go seek. And
so it's you versus me.
Yep.
And me versus you.
Yeah. And the rules are that we cannot go outside.
I love that rule.
Have to stay inside the building.
Right.
The only rooms, there's only two rooms you can't go into, this Studio B.
Okay.
And Michelle's office, which is locked.
Okay.
That's it. Every other door I have opened up, including Monty Hall.
So we should explain, this station owns this building. It's five stories.
Right.
Your office is on the top floor. What's on the fourth floor?
The fourth floor is offices and Studio B and the performance room.
And? The free T-shirt room.
The free T-shirt room is open.
I should explain to Olivia, the free T-shirt room is where you can go. Let's say you come in once a week when no one's looking, like if Scott steps away or you pretend Scott has to take a phone call. When he steps out of the room, you just pile up and you just put four or five T-shirts in your pockets.
And why do you call it the free T-shirt room?
Because you don't pay for the T-shirts.
I see.
And, okay, so that's in that room. So that's on that floor. And then what's on the third floor?
The third floor is Studio C, and there's a little equipment room, and then there's another free T-shirt room that you've probably never been into, the second free T-shirt
I've never been to Studio C. Oh yes, it's a very small little one-room studio.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, and that's where all your premiums and your tchotchkes and...
Right, and old T-shirts.
Old T-shirts, right, valuable T-shirts.
Yeah.
Okay, third floor. Make a mental note.
Kitchen and the dining area.
That's in the third floor.
Yep. And then there's that new room that is still under construction.
Okay, gotcha. And then the second floor. That's where we're sitting now.
Yeah, that's where we are
right now.
That's
the record library, obviously.
Yep.
And the main. You call this the main studio?
Yep.
Okay, that's all that's on this floor, I guess.
Yeah.
And well, there's the air conditioning, and there's a little. There's some kind of boilers or something. And there's some room in there.
Well, that's true. There's a hot water heater room in the basement of Monty Hall.
Oh, okay. Wait, hold on. Wait, we're not there yet. So the first floor is the lobby.
Lobby and Monty Hall. Yep.
Monty Hall, right. Yep. Of course, where you do your little shows.
Well, it's been closed for over a year now because there was a pandemic. I don't know if you heard about it.
Oh, no. It's in all the papers.
Yeah.
And then... So Monty Hall's been closed, but that door is open now.
Yes.
For today's.
It's called the secret door. It's called the secret door, and it is open.
So I do have access to Monty Hall. You might be in Monty Hall.
Right.
And the basement, no one's ever been in the basement.
Nobody has ever gone down to the basement of Monty Hall.
But the basement is open today.
Well, Evan Dando from the Lemonheads, when he performed here, he went down into the basement.
Do you think he's still there?
He never came back out.
He may be there.
Nobody ever went down looking for
him. So you are going to hide. I'm going to count to 1,000, right?
No, not 1,000.
No, you count to 1,000.
No, not 1,000. No.
Well, how do you play?
I think you should count to 40. Let's say count to 40. You have 40 seconds.
40?
Yeah.
No, count to 1,000. You play traditional rules.
Those aren't traditional rules. 1,000.
One Mississippi, two. Yeah. All right. Anyway, we'll figure that out.
That would take like 20 minutes.
Exactly. Okay, then.
Hey, let's check out the theme song again.
Yeah, okay. They're doing Whoa. I've Seen Fire and I've Seen Rain.
Yeah. Wow, it's made for you.
It is. It's just a medley of my favorite songs, but with the lyrics rewritten to celebrate me. What's the catch? So, why isn't that a big hit?
So I will go.
Olivia, is there any chance at all you'd play that on your show? Olivia, do it. Wait, when's your show? When's your time slot?
Monday afternoon.
Come on, 29 minutes of me.
29 minutes, the whole thing?
Yeah.
You're not even playing the whole thing.
Good That's point. True. Touché.
But I'm saying please. It would make me happy. I won't listen to it. I'd hear about it later.
Yeah, you won't listen.
I'm saying please.
I'll do it next week.
Yeah, oh good.
Amazing. People think I'm crazy because I'm laughing all the time. If you heard Andy Zingers, you'd laugh too.
Well,
oh,
maybe
so great.
Maybe I can't take quite 29 minutes.
Oh, you can take it.
No, maybe not.
You can take
it. So anyway, I'm gonna count to some number.
Yes, yeah, so you're gonna count to 40.
To be decided.
I'm gonna hide.
You're gonna hide somewhere in the building.
Right, and I'm gonna hide with a gong.
You're gonna take a gong. Let's listen to your gong. You actually have a. Oh my God, it's a real gong. It's a full size gong. Well, not a full size gong. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a pretty decent-sized gong.
It's about two feet diameter.
Yeah.
And the deal is this. As I look for you, we're going to be talking to each other. Our headphones will be on, right?
Right. We'll be on the phone. We're going to call into our own show. That's why we need Olivia's help today.
So we know that this show will have at least two callers.
Right.
You and me. Minimum.
Right.
We can't be shut out.
Somebody's calling now, but I'm not going to answer.
No, they're calling. And then... how can I make you sound that gong? Sounding that gong will give me a clue, give me a hint, an audible hint about where you might be. How can I trigger that gong?
The gong gets triggered when somebody calls in and asks you a reasonable Beatles trivia question.
Oh, then I'm in heaven.
And if you answer slam dunk, baby. If you answer it correctly.
Oh, I have to answer it correctly.
Yes.
Oh, no, you never said that.
I just said it.
No. Okay. Before, when we spoke about this, you said, I have to answer the question.
Answer the Beatles trivia question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you never said the word correctly.
It's just kind of understood.
Oh, come on. Give me a break. Then I'd have to know the answer.
There's no
other way to answer it correctly.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
It's just a given.
No. No, our deal was I answer the question. Yeah?
You have to answer it correctly. What's the point of answering the question if it's wrong?
Well, maybe the question is so stunning or surprising or shocking that I'll just be stunned into silence. And then that wouldn't count. But if I do answer it at all, I think you ring the gong.
No, you have to answer it correctly. If you answer the question...
That's impossible.
No, not if they... What if the question is, name all four Beatles? You can do that for sure.
Name three of the four Beatles.
No, name all four.
Trick question. There were only three Beatles.
No.
No, okay. I'm good. I'll answer the questions correctly. Okay. All right. I'm just stalling.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just postponing this ordeal.
What's happening?
I don't know. Did someone hit echo?
No, somehow the gong is picking us up.
That's not true.
Yes, we're resonating the gong somehow.
That sounds so cool, doesn't it?
Yeah. Sounds weird. It sounds like a mistake.
Yeah. That's our trademark, Olivia.
Yeah.
9 out of 10 times you tune in the show, someone turns to someone else and says, sounds like a mistake.
I'm holding the gong.
You're holding the gong in front of the microphone.
In front of, and it's still ringing. What the hell is going on here?
That sounds sort of cool.
That can't be it.
I think that's it.
Gong, gong, gong.
Okay, well, anyway.
What if you turn the direction of it?
Yeah, why don't you have the gong face you?
Oh, yeah, put the gong on the dead side of the microphone.
Well, I don't think that's quite what you
Whoa!
Oh, my God.
What happened? What's going on? The rubber band just snapped in my face.
The rubber band around the microphone.
The rubber band around the microphone cover.
This is the kind of hijinks you can expect every week here on 7 Seconds. Oh, it's not 7 Second Delay anymore.
No,
what the hell are we?
It's the Fuzzy Glove Hour.
Oh, this is just pathetic.
This is really weird. Okay, we have to get started.
We have to get that gong away from these microphones.
Yeah, we sure do.
Have you never encountered that before? You've been in broadcasting your whole adult life.
I've never encountered it before. Something.
Of course, your adult life technically started 3 months ago.
I think maybe it's the, is it the headphones? It was the headphones. I can't tell.
I can hear it. Okay, so you're going to hide. And wait, and what's at stake? What do I win if I find you?
$20.
I won $20 last week.
Yeah, you're on a roll.
That's it, $20?
Wait, each time, $20?
Yeah, every round is $20. What do you want to win, Andy? My respect?
Yes.
Okay.
For 1 week.
Okay. No problem. That's better than $20.
Wow. Wonder what that'll feel like.
Yeah. Why did it take so long for the gong noise to come on?
To kick in. Yeah, what did you do differently?
And now how come I can't get rid of it?
It's like a tinny echo.
Should I move it?
Something's on. I don't know. Okay, anyway, let's get started.
Well, we're about to hand over the control board to Olivia. So
I am
it's
going
her
to,
problem now.
Right. I'm Olivia, if you want to step behind me and I'll show you how we put calls on the air.
Okay. Olivia, if you step behind me, we'll show you how we don't do it.
So here is phone one. And I'm gonna dial into our own show here. Phone number is 201-209-9368, and then the next line that rings.
So you're calling the show right now.
Will be me. Yeah, I'm calling the show right now.
Oh, okay. Boy, that gong is just resonating.
That's
just
me. So I'm going to hit that twice, and it's locked.
Okay, so Ken will be on for the entire hour because he's
now
locked.
I'm on the phone.
All right.
And now, Andy,
you call it.
Okay, should I take my headphones off so I can put in my little Apple earpods?
Sure.
Okay. Now, this is, you're going to think I'm making one of my funny, funny jokes, but I'm not. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What's the phone number?
It's 201.
Wait, hold on. Let me get this.
Hold 201.
On. Hold on, my friend.
209.
Hold on, my little friend. You're talking too much. No one can remember all those digits. Hold on, I got to turn this on.
And that's an incoming call.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, how come my iPhones aren't working?
Okay, let's forget your iPhone.
No. Don't forget my iPhone.
Your AirBuds.
No, buddy, wait, hold on. This is important.
God, this is so
what's
weird.
Happening?
I don't know what's happening. There's a resonant frequency, and it made the rubber band snap in my face, too. It was definitely related. How can we get this ringing? I'm damping the gong. The gong is as damp as it can possibly be, and I'm still getting the ringing. How about you just dial the number?
Wait, but I want to get on my iPhones. Okay, I'm dialing the number. All right. Just quit screaming at me. All right, say it again. It's 201.
201.
Yeah.
209.
Yeah.
9368.
9-3. Now, when you say 6-8, do you mean 7-3?
No, I mean 6-8.
Okay, got it. Okay, sometimes you say things you don't mean. Okay.
Did you dial it?
Yeah, I'm calling in.
Is that you, Andy?
Hey, I have some Beatles trivia.
Wait, hold on. Wait, I got to hear.
Is that you, Andy?
I think it's me, but I'm
talking to the phone.
I don't want to talk into the phone because I can't walk around like this, but I'm talking.
Yeah, okay, that's it.
But wait, so that's but I want to get my iPad working.
All right, get your AirBuds on. AirPods. That's me and that's Andy. These are two incoming calls. Andy and I are both locked. And then,
hold on. Hold on. I have to connect these. Wait, do I push that little button on the back of it?
Hell if I know.
Okay, hold on, my friend. Hold on. Just quit screaming. Okay, now I'm going to open this.
There's got to be a speaker on that I'm not aware of. The presence of the gong.
There it is. Okay.
All right.
Can you hear me on my AirPods?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm putting my
phone in my pocket. I'm going to. Hey, but I'm not leaving now. You're going to hide. Yeah, I'm going to hard.
Okay, wait. I'm so sorry. I didn't really listen to the first half of the show. You're going to hide somewhere in this five-story building.
Right.
I'm on my phone. You're on your phone. You're yep. hiding in some closet or something.
Yeah, we're still sitting in the main studio.
Okay, but
now.
We haven't started yet. Right. You have a gong with you.
I do.
The only chance I have to find you is to get you to bang that gong.
Right.
The way I get you to bang that gong is to answer Beatle trivia questions that callers call in with.
Correct.
And I have to answer them correctly.
Also correct.
Okay. And we have $20 on this. And I have 40 minutes to find you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Olivia, when you put a caller on the air, you'll do it here.
I mean, you'll tell them that they're on the air.
Okay, Andy, are you ready?
Yeah.
You ready to count to 40? As soon as I walk outside that door, you count to 40.
Okay, right now I'm on the phone, but I'm also on mic, aren't I?
No, you're not on mic anymore.
Okay, so I'm just on the phone. I got you. I'm going to watch you through the window in the door.
No, you can't watch me.
Well, to see if you take the elevator or the stairs.
No, you have to sit here.
Well, I'm not. I won't leave
no,
the chair.
No, you have to turn around.
I do?
Yeah.
Oh, look at Ken carrying his little gong. Oh, that's the cutest thing. His gong and his... What's the thing you hit the gong
okay,
with,
start
Ken?
Counting.
Okay. One, two, three, four. Oh, I hear a door opening. I'm allowed to listen to that. Five, six. I'm not allowed to look through that window. Seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. How you doing, Olivia? 13. 15, 16. You like to hear a man count? Is that turning
Are you
on?
There, Andy?
When a man sits in front of you and counts?
Nothing like it.
17, 18. How high can Matt count?
Pretty high.
I know you're in a relationship with Matt. He can count high. Can he count 21, 22?
Hey, Andy?
Yes, Ken.
You can stop counting now.
You think you're hidden?
I've hidden.
You're hidden? Now you're tucked in wherever you're going?
Yeah, I'm right where I want to be.
Where do you think he is?
I have no idea.
He's very sneaky. He's Machiavellian.
I don't want to put any ideas in your head.
Well, I have one idea, but tell me if you think this will work.
What's
me
your
finding
idea,
him, that's going to be very difficult because he's hiding. But I thought maybe I could lure him out of hiding. I could make him come running toward me.
No, that's cheating.
So what I could do, what I'm thinking of doing, is going into the record library and start mixing up CDs.
No, you can't do that.
Oh, my God, no.
Olivia,
he would hate that. It would be a way to lure him.
Please, no.
Well, why? Because you'd have to fix him. It would be your job to put him back.
Yeah.
But it would be a way. Now, if you read the rules, the Scandinavian hide-and-seek rules carefully, that's not forbidden. All right, I won't do that. That will be my last resort. That will be my 655 plan, my emergency plan. All right, I'm about to get up and try to find Ken.
We're playing hide-and-seek.
I guess what I'd like to hear is some Beatle questions. And I can hear some gongs, maybe. Okay. So, first off, I'm getting up. I should explain what I'm doing. Oh, this is just so embarrassing.
Yeah, explain what we're doing.
The only... I know we're playing hide and seek. The only positive aspect of this game is that we've never done it before. No adult has ever done this. All right, I'm in the record library. I'll be back soon to mix up all these CDs. Ken will come screaming out wherever he is, furious. Okay, I'm looking. There's a desk here. Could be crouching behind the desk?
Am I crouching behind the desk?
I don't see you. I don't see anyone that looks like you behind the desk.
I'm right,
right
behind
hold on.
You, Andy.
Hold on, Ken. Okay, so you're somewhere where there's obviously a phone reception. I wonder if that means you're not in the basement. Now, hold on. There is a room here. There's some kind of room here with all these racks of computers. You're not here. All right, I got to get you the gun. Wait, let me check the men's room here. I think I've just cleared this entire floor. You know how cops always yell clear when they come to a house in the movies and the TV shows? I think I've cleared this floor. All right, I guess I need to hear a gun.
Should I put a collar on?
Oh, please do.
All right, you're on the air.
And Olivia, give me the phone number occasionally.
Okay, you're on the air.
Okay. I need a Beatles trivia.
Oh, wait, did I put him on?
Hey, it's Zane in New York. I got your Beatles trivia.
Okay, Zane.
Who introduced weed to the Beatles?
Who introduced weed to the Beatles? Well, that was Bob Dylan.
Oh, there you go. You got it.
Okay, so that's...
Do you know the year, though?
So now wait, hold on. We have to listen now.
Damn you, Zane.
Okay, we've got to hear the gong. Wait, Ken, did you gong the gong?
I haven't done it yet. Should I do it now?
Yes, I answered the question. Oh, is that coming from upstairs? I think I heard it. I'm in the stairwell. All right, I'm going from the second floor to the third floor. Oh, what I need is another Beatles question.
Okay.
I'm on the third
Andy,
floor.
The gong
Olivia,
is coming from all
call.
Around you.
All right, you're on the air. Oh,
Olivia,
wait, they're gone.
The
oh, crap. Stop.
Oh, you
got
to hold on. That one is hang up on it.
Oh, no. Okay, wait, no. I did it. Okay. The phone number.
Yay. Oh, sorry. I forgot to show you to hit drop. Hit the drop button.
Okay. Should I give out the number?
Give out the phone number again.
201-209-9368. You're on the air.
Is that the right number, Ken?
Hello?
That is the right number. Yeah,
Ken, are you comfortable wherever you are?
Hello?
You're on the air.
I wanted to ask Andy if he knows what my favorite Beatles song is.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Nadia, and okay, what is it?
Yes, hi,
Nadia.
Yes, I do know your favorite Beatles song. That's an easy one.
What is it?
Your favorite Beatles song is Yellow Submarine.
Well, I actually had a couple, and I had to pick one, and it wasn't actually
The one you picked was Yellow Submarine, wasn't
no,
it?
No, Nadia's a big fan of Glass Onion.
No.
Okay, so, Nadia, what is your favorite Beatles song?
Blackbird.
No, it used to be Blackbird, but remember you changed your mind about a week ago? Remember you thought you liked Yellow Submarine better? It was about a week ago.
And then I forgot to say it. I was saying in the car, if you guess wrong. Then you lose the $20.
Yeah.
Well, if I can't find Ken, Nadia, where do you think Ken is hiding?
Monty Hall.
Basement. I'll have to check there. I hope wherever he is, he's very, very
basement.
Uncomfortable. I hope
very
he's crouching
guess,
down
Nadia.
Somewhere, like. Like a catcher. Wait, hold on. I'm now on the third floor. Okay, I don't see him here. Wait, hold on. I really would love to get another Beatle question that I can answer. Nadia, do you have any other Beatle questions? Nadia, ask me this. What is it? Finish the name of the song. Oobla Dee Oobla Black. Ask me that one.
What?
Ask me another question, Nadia.
When does the Blackbird... favorite Beatles song?
Yeah, what is your second favorite Beatles song? Is it Penny Lane?
No.
No.
Okay.
That's too bad, Andy.
I guess I didn't get that one. But thank you for calling, Nadia. It's always the high point of my week.
Thank you,
okay,
Nadia.
Bye,
Nadia. Bye.
On the third floor, and I need another trivia question so I can listen for that stupid gong.
You want to fill people in on what we're doing, Andy?
No.
Okay.
Do you?
We're playing hide and go seek, and I'm hiding somewhere in the building.
Yeah,
and
you're somewhere in the building. I'm searching every room on the, third floor. If I can answer a Beatle trivia for every Beatle question I answer correctly, you're hitting a gong. You're hiding with a gong.
Right.
All right. I think I've cleared the third floor. I'm going up one more flight. I would love to hear some more questions. Olivia, put on the caller.
You're on the air.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Tony again. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great now that you called.
You're hiding pretty good. I got a question for you about the Beatles.
Okay.
Who played the murderer of John Lennon in the movie?
Oh, who played John Hinckley in a movie?
The guy that murdered John Lennon in the movie. Who played him? What actor?
That was John Hinckley, right? That was the name?
Yeah.
Who played him?
What actor played the murderer?
I don't know. You mean there was a TV movie or something?
I'll give you the initials. J.L. of the actor.
Oh, I know.
I know you know
who it was.
Say the initials again.
J.L.
J.L. Looks like John Lennon.
No, well, I mean, the actor that played the murderer, has the same initials as John Lennon. You just came up with some weird conundrum, but yeah. What actor played the murderer?
I just don't know. I don't know if I've ever seen that movie. There was a movie about the killer.
Yeah,
of John
Lindsay Jared Lohan Leto. Was in it.
Jared Leto.
Yeah!
Yeah!
You got to hit the gong, because I think the rule is if either get it correct, you have to hit the gong.
Is that the rule?
Yeah.
Well, where's the gong? Yeah.
Well, it's with Ken.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Woo. I'm waiting for the gong.
I did the gong, really.
You
I
did?
Heard some sort of echo. I think he may have hit the gong.
Okay, then you're not upstairs.
Work out
okay,
the
then I, okay, then I am going downstairs. I was on the fourth floor. I should stop in this free T-shirt room. Hold on. Oh, look at these T-shirts. Oh, my God, you have
can
some
I get a T-shirt?
Man. Yeah, everyone's looking. Oh, Ken, these are beautiful.
Which one?
I already have a T-shirt. I'm a flag for lifer.
Yeah. No, everyone in Jersey City, come on by.
Questions.
No, these are great T-shirts, and thank you. Thank you to everyone that pledged money during the marathon.
Oh, man, all the time. Yeah, you got it.
Okay, so now I am going to go downstairs. If I go down to the basement, I can answer one more trivia question. I think I've gone. Okay, so I've cleared the fourth floor.
Where would you hide?
No. I'm going down. First, I got to clear Monty Hall. Olivia, let's get one more question, and I can get it.
All right.
You're gone.
You guys still have me on the air, I think.
Yeah, I think I'm going to.
Yeah, Tony, you're still very much on the air.
Should I hang up?
Tony's hanging out. I love you guys.
Okay, I'm going to hang up on Tony.
Okay.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye, Tony.
Bye, Tony.
Bye.
Okay, second floor.
Okay, you're on the air.
I bet there's some weird nook and cranny in Monty Hall. Okay, now I'm on the second floor. The second floor is the stupid studio. Wait, hold on. Ken, are you changing your hiding position?
No.
Hello?
No.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, you're on the air.
I'm
Hi.
On the first floor, the lobby, the street level. Okay, I'd love to hear a gong right now. I'm going to open up the door to Monty Hall. Okay, and I'd love to answer a Beatle question right now.
Just be careful, Andy, because there's somebody who lives next door who's also really into gongs.
Well, I have a question.
Okay.
What was the name of the board game that came out about the Beatles back in the early 60s?
It was a board game that somebody made?
No, Milton Bradley made about the Beatles.
Does it have the word Beatles in the title?
Yeah.
Is it something like Beatles Around the Clock, Chase the Beatles, Beat the Beatles?
No.
Beatles Checkers?
No. You ready for it?
Yeah,
Beatles
ready for
lawn
it.
Darts.
No, Beatles flip your wig game.
Oh, you know what? I have seen that game. That you're exactly right.
Yep.
That wasn't a totally insane question.
I got one for my birthday back then, and I still have it.
Oh, wow. Fantastic.
How much does it go for on eBay?
A couple hundred.
Nice.
Yeah, but I'm going to keep it.
I would love to play Beetle Flip Your Wig against Ben on the air.
Nice.
That's fantastic.
But anyway, I figured I'd let you know.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Libby, I need another call. These questions are pretty obscure.
Yeah, they're pretty hard.
I have one waiting. Let's hear it. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, thanks for calling. I definitely need your help here.
So I have a question for you guys.
I've got to get Ken to bang this gun. Yes.
So 2 days before they appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show, the Beatles left the UK with an estimated 4,000 fans gathered at Heathrow. What day was that?
What day did they leave England to fly to New York?
What day did they leave England to be on the Ed Sullivan Show?
What day? Okay, wait, hold on. Oh, wait.
Tuesday.
Hold on. I can
Tuesday.
Do this. I can do this. Okay, it is. Okay. Kennedy was shot.
Kennedy
November
was shot, yes.
22nd. Hold on. Kennedy was shot November 22nd, 63. The Beatles were like 5 weeks later.
Andy, I can tell you that it was in February 64.
Yes, February. Yes, let me. Yeah, exactly. I'm figuring
it
out.
But now you have to guess the date.
I have to know which day in February?
Yeah.
Well, okay, Ed Sullivan was on Sunday, so it was obviously it was a Friday in February 64. I don't know. I'm just going to guess.
This is like watching Sherlock Holmes.
This is not like watching Sherlock Holmes. Believe me, it's the opposite. Okay, I'm going to say February. I'm going to say February 9th.
Oh, February 7th.
You son of a! You just
oh, Andy, so close.
That's the stupidest question I ever heard.
I love you too.
I love you too. I gotta get this gong. I gotta answer a question to hear a gong.
We have another one. Should I pick it up?
Please. Hey, somebody help.
All right, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How are you? Thanks for calling.
Hi. No problem. I'm Bobby, originally from Madison, New Jersey. My question is, who played the drums on the Ballad of John and Yoko?
Who played the drums on the Ballad? Well, that might be the last record, the last recording that was ever released, actually, or one of them, certainly. Who played the drums? I'm going to say McCartney. I'm going to say Paul.
I believe that is correct, sir.
I believe that is correct, too. Okay, so Ken, we need a gong from you.
Okay, here we go.
I've got you, buddy. I've got you, my little friend.
Was that the winning?
This is so beautiful.
Was that the winning Beatles question?
Actually, I actually heard the gong. Wait, I have to go downstairs. I'm in Monty Hall. There's this stupid basement area in Monty Hall I never even knew existed.
Oh, don't go down into that basement.
Oh, shut up. I'm going down to the basement.
That's where Evan Dando went, and he never came back out.
I'm turning on the light here. Oh, wait, I got to get that gong to play again. Olivia, one more question.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. What nearly 14-minute avant-garde piece of music, largely done by Paul McCartney but featuring the rest of the Beatles, was done in 1967 and has appeared almost nowhere else since then?
Yes, I know this one. Name Mary Jane?
No.
What's the something Mary Jane, right?
Carnival of Light.
Heard of that. Okay. Olivia, I need
okay,
a caller with a question that I know the answer to.
All right, let's try another one. Hi, you're on the air.
I have one other advantage on Ken, on finding Ken. And Olivia, you can bear me out. You can verify this. Ken has a very distinct odor, doesn't he? A very
yes.
distinct smell about him.
Once you get close enough, you'll be able to tell.
Yes, exactly. It's why he's never been able to sneak up on any of the women on the stand.
I thought I put someone on the air, but I guess not.
Okay, let's find somebody else with a very easy question.
Hi, you're on the air.
I know he's close. I heard the damn gong.
I can sneak up on the women who smell just like me.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah,
hi,
you
Olivia.
Can sneak up on women as long as they smell like you. Oh, man, all I need is one more gong. I've got this guy. I'm in Monty Hall.
We have a caller. Yeah.
Oh, can
Hi.
I ask,
Thanks for
can
calling.
I ask a question?
Yes.
Okay, what was the working title of With a Little Help of My Friends?
With a Little Help from My Friends, a working title?
Yeah.
Hold on, maybe I know this. Wait. The working
Scrambled
title?
Egg. No.
I just don't know. What is the answer?
Bad Finger Boogie.
What?
I mean, they had the melody, and they wrote the lyrics later. Okay.
What was the name of it?
Bad Finger Boogie.
Bad Finger Boogie?
Yeah.
Wait, Ken, keep talking. He's in that stupid basement area. All right,
Fine,
go ahead.
Andy.
We
Get
need
him.
Another. I need another gong hit.
Okay. Hi, you're on the
I'm
air.
I'm really close.
There's a song. It's on Revolver.
Yes.
Paul McCartney does not play on. What song is that?
Did George Harrison write it?
He is a part writer of it, not the sole writer.
Within You and Without You.
As far as I know,
right
Paul
album,
does
man.
Play
oh,
on
no,
that
wait,
song.
That's on Sergeant
not what
Pepper.
I was looking for.
Wait, that's on Sergeant
yeah,
Pepper.
Give
it's on
Andy
Revolver.
Another shot.
Mm-hmm. On Revolver.
It's a song McCartney did not play on, and George Harrison co-wrote it. Is it Taxman?
Nope.
Okay, I want to tell you.
Oh, man.
No,
oh,
it's
I
not
wanted...
that either.
It's not that either. What is it?
She Said, She Said.
Oh, He Said, She Said. Oh, I didn't know George Harrison had partial songwriting credit on that.
Yeah, I think he and John wrote it together.
Wow,
that's very unusual. I don't.
I
challenge that.
It's credited to Lennon.
It's mostly a John song. But Paul got mad at the way it was being put together, so he didn't record on it, and I think George plays guitar
well,
and bass.
Whether or not that's true, I think their standing deal was that every song was called a Lennon McCartney song, even songs like Yesterday.
It is credited as a Lennon and McCartney song. He definitely does not play on it.
Okay, interesting, but not very, very interesting, but interesting.
Sorry you didn't get your gong.
It's
you
okay.
Know what that song
I really need a gun.
Know?
I really believe I'm within 50 feet of this guy. I need one more correct answer.
All right, let's take another call. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, thanks for calling.
Hey, Andy.
Yes.
I got a question for you.
Okay, sir.
In the mid-90s, when the Beatles anthology discs were coming out, Pete Best decided to publish his autobiography, and it had a really hilariously self-aggrandizing title. What was that book called?
Pete Best autobiography. What was it called?
Hmm.
The Best Beatle, the Fifth Beatle.
You know, close enough.
The number one Beatle.
Yes,
your
it was
favorite
the
Beatle.
The Best Years of the Beatles.
What is it?
The Best Years of the Beatles.
Oh, The Best Years of the Beatles. Wait, do I get a partial gong for that? Ken.
Yeah, I'll give you a gong.
Okay, hold on. Go ahead. I'm waiting. There it is. That's what I'm waiting for.
Wow, that's loud. Good luck.
That is loud. You know, one clue I have is Ken cannot quickly hit the gong. He must be crouched in some stupid... You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take out my iPhone, and it has a flashlight. I'm in the basement under Monty Hall. This is Ken's little lair.
The basement's a very dangerous area, Andy.
You can only imagine what Ken does down here, kid. Hold on. Keep talking, Ken. I really heard that gong.
There's two basements, actually. Did you know that?
No, I guess I'm in basement A. Hold on. My basement A has two bathrooms.
You're in the basement of Monty Hall. Oh, okay.
But I don't hear you talking. So hold on, wait. But I heard it so clearly. All right. So there must be a second basement in Monty Hall. I'm going back upstairs. Wait, I need one more Beatle question. I can do this.
Okay.
I'm a little handicapped.
You're on the air.
Carrying these T-shirts
hey guys.
That I stole.
Hi.
Olivia,
hey.
Where's the second basement? Wait, hold on, caller. Olivia,
seems like
where's
you guys
the second
are having
basement?
Some trouble. I got an easy one for you. Okay, I'll
There's
take
There's one near the stage. Are you near that
yeah,
one?
Yeah, Tony again. Tony again and Tony's boyfriend. And you know
hey,
what?
Tony,
I'm
hey,
give you an easy
boyfriend.
One.
Okay, hey, Tony.
It's an easy one. What fruit did the Beatles sing about?
What other group did the Beatles sing about?
No, what fruit? Fruit. Fruit, like that we eat. Fruit.
Fruit.
What fruit did they sing
did they
about?
Sing about?
Yeah, like a fruit.
I know you know this.
Well, I mean, their company was called Apple.
No, come on now. It's a song. It's in the title of the song.
Geez, Andy, this is easy.
Well, it's not glass onion because it's not a.
That's
not
vegetable
a
or a
that's
root.
That's a vegetable. Wait.
Starts with an S.
Got something to hide. For me
it came
boy,
out
my
in
monkey?
1967,
no.
Andy.
It starts with an S.
Wait, tell me the album.
Maybe
it wasn't on an
album.
Wait, I have
I just sang it for you.
Geez, Andy, this is easy.
Blank Fields Forever.
Oh, Strawberry Fields. Oh, okay. Okay,
gong it, baby.
I did not earn that gong. I did not.
Well, Andy, just because you're so pathetic, I'll give you a gong for that.
Okay, thank you.
It's easy to get on your show, guys. We love it. I'll call all the time. Call all the time.
Oh, my God. You said so. Olivia, tell me where the second baseman is.
Which one are you in?
Okay, I'm in Monty Hall. When you walk in, there's the control little room, right? The control little nook. Right? And to the left of that is one basement, correct? I'm facing the stage. To my left are stairs going
down. I'm
downstairs.
Still on the air, guys.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, Tony, thanks for calling. Olivia, where's the second
bye, Tony.
Basement?
Wait, yeah, I know that one. But then there's the other basement, like, outside of Monty Hall, but I don't know if that's where it
Oh, you mean outside? Okay, but he's so close. He's so close. I hear that stupid gong.
Andy.
Wait, he must be. Wait,
I don't
now
know
he's
if there is another
me.
Basement down there in Monty Hall.
But wait, where's that second basement? Okay, hold on. Let me go. Oh, now he's like taunting me like a ghost. You know, this is fun for me. I don't think it's fun for anyone else in the world.
Do you want another phone call?
Hold on. There's another basement here. All right,
fun
I need
me.
Another gong. I just do.
Hi, you're on Olivia. The air.
Hey, I think I got a what's it called, a pretty tough one for you, Andy.
Okay, I'll take it.
All right, what's the name of the 1981 slapstick comedy where Ringo Starr plays a caveman?
Okay, it's called Caveman.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay, that's correct. Okay, so I need a gong from Ken.
Okay, here we go.
We're waiting.
You're waiting
on the gong.
I just gave you a mega gong.
You just did?
You didn't hear
yeah.
it?
Yeah. I hit it like three times.
All right. Hold on. So you must be in Monty Hall. Ken, how long is this going to go on? Just tell me. This won't be like a multiple episode show. It won't be like next week, right?
I guess it's going to take the whole show, Andy.
You won't stay hidden all week and just continue it next
No,
Monday.
In fact, I think you only really, like, have another 7 minutes or so.
Wait, I know I'm within 50 feet of you. Are you, like, in one of the vents, like a bad, hacky robbery movie from the 60s?
Oh, you mean hiding above the drop ceiling?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, how about this, Ken? Let me ask you this. At any point, was I close to you?
Yes.
I was?
Yes.
Okay, you must be downstairs. There must be like a little nook down there. All right, I need one more question, then I've got them. Olivia, one more.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, do you still need a question?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I need a question.
Yeah. Hey, the guy who murdered John Lennon.
Oh, no. Yeah.
What book did he have with him when he did it?
I know. Okay, Catcher in the Rye. Ken, hit that gong. Okay, so you're not down here.
Okay.
Okay, Olivia, I need one more question. Wait, just keep feeding me questions.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I have a trivia question.
Yeah.
Hello?
Okay, like to hear it. Yes.
Oh, my trivia question. Which citrus fruit sounds the most like one of the Beatles?
What citrus fruit sounds the most like one of the Beatles? You mean like their name?
No hints.
I just can't even begin
yeah,
to.
Yeah, like their name, yeah.
Like their name, like John, yeah. Ringo. Oh, mango. Sounds like Ringo.
I know this one.
Oh, for the love of God.
Andy,
Ken, I'm
not
so close
orange.
To you. Wait, I need an answer I can... Wait, I need a question
Should
I can
Should I hang
answer.
Up?
I'm so close
not
to
not orange,
him.
Andy, and it's not lime.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
It's
I need a real question.
That's such an easy one, though.
It is?
It's so easy.
I don't know. I give up. Here, next caller.
John
the
Lennon.
Lennon.
Oh, Lennon. Oh, that's so... I'm going to use the word stupid. That's so stupid.
You want
another
call?
Something. I just need a real question.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello? Hi. What can I... Hi, ask me something.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes, please, ask me
something. Oh, great. I got a question here
okay, sir.
For Andy. It's, so who starred in the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band movie?
Peter Frampton, I believe, was the star.
I guess that he was technically
the star.
Hey,
wait, hold on. Son of a gun. What is next? Okay, Olivia, what's next door to this place?
Is there a door
under
there?
No, next door is that guy who loves playing the gong.
Well, that would be you.
No, I'm inside the building.
Are you out of the building now?
No,
he's in the building. I just heard it so clearly. It's really, I'm at a disadvantage, Ken, because you know every nook and cranny, because you hide from
I'll give you a hint.
Tax attorneys and people trying to serve you papers.
I guess that's
Wait a minute, I just heard this stupid thing.
People who are
trying
to serve you with papers. No, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of really good hiding places.
Yeah, I know. Okay, I just need one more question. I'm very close.
I'm going to give you a hint, Andy. I'm not in a nook. And I'm not in a cranny.
Okay, I need another question, and I need Ken to shut up.
Hi, you're on the air.
Go ahead.
Okay,
here's the question. Yes.
Andy.
Yes.
So the Beatles had that relationship with the Maharaji?
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
What incident caused them to break ties
The Maharaji hit Amir Farah. Ken, bang the gong.
No, wrong.
Oh, Jesus. He's here. He's in this room. Oh, this is now.
But that was wrong. Andy, that was wrong.
Ken, am I close to you?
I don't know where you are.
I'm right here. I'm standing right here. Where are you?
Ken, don't bang the gong. He got it wrong.
No, wait. What do you think the answer is?
What was the right answer?
What did you say? Something about Mia Farrow? Not Woody Allen.
The Maharaji hit on Mia Farrow.
No.
What was it?
It was George Harrison's wife. But he wasn't married.
Hit on George Harrison's wife?
George Harrison
Patty
is
Boyd?
Not
what
Woody
What
Allen.
Happened with Patty Boyd?
What?
Patty Boyd wanted to go home or what?
No. The Maharaji hit on George Harrison's wife.
Okay. Well,
he
well,
tried
I guess
to seduce
her. I think there's a lot of different answers. I know that
the
story's their manager,
always been that it
their
was
manager
Mia Farrow.
Committed suicide.
Mia Farrow.
Yeah, Mia Farrow.
How was Mia Farrow involved in this?
She was there.
Well, she was there. I guess it was
the
pretty
Beatles don't care if he hits on Mia Farrow. They care if he hits on George Harrison's wife.
And
I think it was just a lot
Mia
of creepiness all around. But I need another. This is a great
it's
call.
Like 20
I love
different
you for calling.
All right, I'm
going to
take another call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, is this Wake and Bake with Clay Pigeon?
It pretty much is. I know. I wish
Andy
it was.
Ken.
Ken, I'm on the verge of giving up. Wait, Ken, it's 6. All right, Ken, you win. Here's your $20.
Ken, no, I just want your respect.
I'm in Monty Hall. Where are you? Kenny, where are you, buddy? I'm standing in Monty Hall. Tell me where you are.
Well, I'm heading
Ken,
back into the main
I give
studio.
Up. You win. I'm waving the white flag, or in this case, a white T-shirt I stole. Where are you?
I'm in the main studio now.
Oh, you son of a gun! Am I allowed to say son of a bitch?
Yeah. Join me.
Wait, did you double back somehow and come back to the main studio?
No, I am in the main studio.
But you weren't always there.
No.
I was hiding.
All right, but tell me where. Tell everyone where you were hiding. Now I'm coming up in the elevator. Wait, I'll come up the stairs. Where were you hiding?
I was hiding in the terminal room.
Well, no one knows what that means.
Well, that you were looking in the terminal room.
You mean you were right off the main studio?
Yeah, right off the main studio. I was just like...
Wait, I was two inches from you?
Yeah.
Wait, where were you hiding? I looked in that room.
Oh, I was in the HVAC room. Inside the terminal.
Wait, but how can I hear the gong so clearly?
Ah, because there's a pipe going from the HVAC.
Oh, shut up. Oh, shut up.
There's a pipe that goes from the HVAC closet down into Monty Hall. That's where I was calling your name.
Did you know that going in?
Come over to the microphone,
wait,
my friend.
Ken, was that part of your plan?
No, that was not part of my plan. I forgot that there was a pipe.
I heard the gong so clearly in Monty Hall. Oh, is that fair? Wait, I'll ask Olivia. Fair or not fair?
That's mean.
Oh, it's mean.
No.
That's
no, I would
fair.
Say it's fair.
I'd say it's fair.
Here's the $20 I took from you last week.
I don't need your $20.
No, you want it.
What I need is your respect.
Damn you. Damn you to hell. I'll give you $40. I'll give you $40 if you waive that respect rule.
Okay.
Okay,
no,
here's
no
another
problem.
$20. Thank God.
Wow.
Woohoo! Woohoo! I dodged a bullet there.
Olivia, thanks so much for helping
Olivia,
us out.
How do you and the rest of the staff avoid respecting Ken? Do you squeeze like a rusty nail sometimes so you don't think about it?
I can't answer this question.
I know you can't. But Olivia, you were great. You were
thanks for having me.
You're the unsung hero of this operation.
Thanks.
And who else do we have to thank, Ken?
Jeremiah, who wrote the newsletter.
Okay, so just to be clear, Ken never left the floor I was with that the main studio's on.
I was right behind that wall. Right
yes.
That
he
wall
went,
right
there. He went 4 feet away and hid in the behind that wall. But unbeknownst to me, and apparently unbeknownst to Ken, there was a pipe, a vent, that goes directly from that room down to Monty Hall.
Yeah, that's where I was going.
So I heard that gong as loud as if it was right behind me. I was going insane.
That is so mean, Ken.
It's only amusing and entertaining for two people in the world, me and Ken.
I don't know about that. We got a lot of calls.
Yeah, I guess so. Some of those questions were pretty tough.
Yep. Oh, we also have to thank Sabaj Atois for our wonderful new Fuzzy Glove Hour theme song.
Yes, it's going to save our rear end many
times.
Yeah,
next week we get to hear the entire thing.
You want to do it? Well, hear it twice.
Kind of a short show next week.
Yeah, we'll do a 2-minute show. Well, the pressure's off next week. You know what's going to be interesting? It's going to be a 2-minute show, Olivia, next week, and it will still seem very long and boring. It will still seem to meander and go nowhere. It still offend a number of people. We'll check all the boxes, and we'll do it in 2 minutes.
Oh, listen, they have a female singer now.
You know what my favorite song of theirs is?
What?
The Fuzzy Glove theme.
Oh, this is it. We're listening to it right now.
Yeah, I love this one.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. This has been the Fuzzy Glove Hour. We'll be back next Wednesday at 6 o'clock.
And you're forgetting one thing,
yeah.
Ken?
Yep.
To apologize to anyone that listened to the whole show?
I'm sorry if there was anybody who made the mistake of listening to the entire show.
I'm sorry, too.
Tonight.
Yep.
Save your receipt. You get the hour back at the end of your life.
Yeah, show it to St. Peter at the Pearly Gates.
You might want to laminate it now.
Yeah, you can watch an episode of Law and Order instead.
You can use packing tape. Is that how you laminate your receipt?
Yeah, it's just like laminating your vaccine ID.
Coming up next on WFMU.
I'm sorry to hold on again. Listen to this, Olivia. Before the show, Ken ID'd me. He hit me up for ID. He insisted on seeing my vaccination card.
He's being safe.
Yeah, he didn't trust me is what it is.
No,
I've been vaccinated.
I got everybody's vaccination card.
It's all technical.
I can't look you in the eye and say I've been vaccinated.
Hey, it's time for Weekly World
Blues. I've only
known
him 30 years. Only 30 years.
Weekly World
Maybe
Blues.
Maybe if I've known him 50 years, he'd give me the benefit of the doubt.
With Matt Fiveash.
Oh, great.
Of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.